This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'm sorry this dark day has come. We're not going to cede our rights that easily, despite the best efforts of the politicized Supreme Court.
Oh, what, you're upset?
Yes, I'm upset. Can't you tell?
And I would like to point out to the Supreme Court justices that the only weapons at the time were muskets. I'm prepared to go back to muskets.
Yeah, it's a freaking musket.
Shut up, man. Shut up, you damn posers.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
For everything.
Putin's price hikes at the pump.
Putin's price hike here at home.
Putin. You should be blaming Putin, if anybody, for this. And to not blame Putin, first of all, is denying reality. And second, frankly, I think is un-American.
Would you say that the war in Ukraine is the primary driver of inflation in America?
No, inflation was high before, certainly before the war in Ukraine broke out.
That is clearly correct.
You are correct, sir, yes!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to call us. 617 says, at the supermarket and feeling the pain from big meat. Well, I want to play a cut before we do the chump line. This is somebody from the Washington Post, Michelle Singletary. And she has advice for everyone who is feeling the pain from big meat or big baby formula or big oil or big jewel. She says, shut the bleep up. Cut 24.
You know, I'm just going to say this, and if I get banged for it, I don't care. There is a great deal of Americans where it is uncomfortable that they're spending more, but they are not going to go under. You know, you got to stop complaining when there's so many people who literally the inflation rate means they may only have two meals instead of three. There are Americans who did extremely well in the last 2 years in the market. You still have your job. And yeah, it's costing you more for gas, but guess what? You're still going to take that holiday, that 4th of July vacation. You can still eat out. So I'm going to need you to calm down and back off.
Where do you begin? I mean, who are the people that are out of control? Today, they're out of control about the Supreme Court ruling on guns. Yesterday or tomorrow, it'll be the abortion ruling. I don't need to hear any lectures from anybody who works for the Washington Post about calming down. Let's play it one more cut, 25.
But overall, many Americans are not suffering as much as they think they are. And we can think things into existence because we are unrealistically fearful of something that hasn't happened yet. We don't know if we're in a recession yet. Inflation is high, but it's high for a reason. We just came out of a pandemic where if you got COVID, you weren't sure you were going to live. And, I got three young adults who are trying to make it in the world, so I'm right there. I came from a situation where I know what it's like
to literally be hungry.
Not the
Stop
kind of hungry
complaining.
Where you open up the refrigerator and there's food in there and you go, there's nothing to eat.
No complaining allowed. I guess, that's only for us. We can't, she can continue to complain. So why do I have a feeling she's been complaining her entire life? Just a hunch. All right, time for the chump line.
That zany Supreme Court majority deciding the Constitution actually means what it says.
It's illegitimate. It's time to get rid of the Supreme Court, says Ivy League grad Keith Olbermann.
Mr. Biden, what do you say to people who claim your gas tax proposal is just a gimmick? I say my entire presidency is just a gimmick.
Exactly. Chris Hayes says, I'm sorry, but the idea that the Constitution requires universal concealed carry is plainly insane. It doesn't require concealed carry, but it requires the Second Amendment to be uniformly enforced and not be selectively enforced as a way of oppressing and suppressing political dissent. Today's Trump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at rizzoinsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. rizzoinsurance.com.
You needed to prove that you had to carry a gun in New York City? Kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Haven't we been through this before? You know, one of the tabloids, the Daily News, when it was still a real newspaper, used to get the list every year of the people who had concealed carry permits. It was always people like Robert De Niro and Howard Stern, all the beautiful people. Of course, Bloomberg, the mayor, didn't need one because not only when he was mayor did he have the NYPD security force, he also had his own private security detail. Rosie O'Donnell, I believe, had private security, and she was angry that Walmart was selling guns, but all of the people around her were well armed.
By CNN standards, Andrew Gilliam is a mostly honest politician.
Yeah, he had a job at CNN, you know. Peter Strzok or Lisa Page or maybe both of them and Andrew McCabe, all these crooked politicians or crooked FBI agents or cops, they all get their gigs on MSNBC or CNN, and he kept it right until the day he was found passed out with a gay male prostitute and drugs in Miami Beach. He said he was down there for a wedding, but I don't think so.
When President Biden was asked about his opinion on Roe v. Wade, he was heard to say that there's got to be more than those options in order to get across the river.
Actually, remember he said a couple of weeks ago he was talking about Roe v. Wade and he called it Woe We Wade. Woe We Wade.
Not only is Plugs a foundering klutz, all of his policies are completely nuts. There shouldn't be room for any more gloom. And yet here comes Joe now targeting your butts.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as if this country doesn't have enough problems. Now they want to outlaw cigarettes. They do. They want to outlaw cigarettes and they want to outlaw vaping is what it boils down to. But marijuana's okay. And if you're a junkie, we're going to send you a crack pipe. And if you're in Boston, as we said, we send you a crack pipe and a meth pipe.
Lovey, forget about this gas tax holiday. Can I get me a yacht tax holiday, please?
You had a yacht tax holiday. You parked the boat down in Newport, Rhode Island, so you didn't have to pay the excise tax to the town of Nantucket. Now you've moved to Martha's Vineyard, and you've downsized the boat as well as the mansion, the seaside mansion. So I don't know what your excise tax on the new boat is.
Joe Biden and the woke folk have taken the land of plenty and turned it into the land of plenty and nothing.
You got plenty of nothing, and if you're a deplorable, nothing's plenty for you. That's the second chorus.
Hunter must be so happy his dad banned vapes and kept the crack and meth pipes legal.
Keep saying it. Don't you feel like you're living in the Bizarro World comics, the old Superman?
Joe Biden said the federal government needs more money to spend. Welcome to the club.
I know where they can find $16.5 million. They can get rid of the climate czar.
Well, Ed, these gas prices are higher than the average Woodstock concert goer.
High as a kite!
If our sanctions are referred to as Putin's price hike, then technically, shouldn't this new program be called Putin's gas tax holiday?
Apparently, he's not going to get it through Congress. I can't believe it. You know, I thought, you know, that I know they hate giving money back to the people who actually made the money, who actually produced the goods and services they live off of. But I thought they would have to give it up. But no, apparently not. They're going to, I guess Nancy Pelosi so opposed to this, they're not even going to bring it to the floor for a vote in the House.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The chump line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line to leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message just now, or you just like to hear a second chump line, we have a second chump line. It's called Chopped Chumps. We post it every evening, weeknights around 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Today's chump line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
You needed to prove that you had to carry a gun in New York City? Kind of ironic, isn't it?
I'm watching The Five on Fox, and that woman, Michelle Singletary from The Washington Post, is on there. I think that's going to be all over Fox, Newsmax, OAN tonight. That is really an astonishing bit of video. Stop complaining. And then she complains. You can't complain anymore. I know how to complain. I've gone hungry. Okay, Karen. Okay, Boomer. Does the current nationwide shortage of infant formula have you asking, what next? Did you know that nearly 100% of our nation's supply of antibiotics is produced outside the United States, mainly in China and India? If we can't control our own domestically produced baby formula, what about all of the life-saving medications produced overseas? Many experts predict that if there were a supply chain disruption in the pharmaceutical industry, pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics in a matter of weeks. Thankfully, there is a new service to help you prepare for just such an event. Have you heard of the Jace case? It's a pack of 5 different courses of antibiotics that you can use to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory infections, sinusitis, and skin infections. Every household needs at least one Jace case. Go to jasemedical.com, that's jasemedical.com right now, jase, jasemedical.com. Use the code word Howie for $10 off your Jace case. That's code word Howie for $10 off at jasemedical.com, jase, jasemedical.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242-339. He was watching this woman, Michelle Singletary, on TV. Michelle doesn't look like she's starving. No, she doesn't. She doesn't look like she's been gone down to the 2 meals that she's telling us, the rest of us, we've got to get used to. Our federal debt has reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me. Now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should nicotine products be banned?
No.
88% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. Let's take a couple of calls here. We got a lot to get to as we go through these last the last half of the show, but I want to take some calls. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
You know, one of the many reasons that Andrew Gillum never went to jail in the first place during the campaign was because the mighty Jeff Sessions left that U.S. Attorney's office unattended by everybody except Democrats for 2 years. He did this around the country, by the way, including the D.C. office. That's why he was never prosecuted. And like I always say, there's nothing more crooked than the worst criminals we have in the United States than crooked DAs, crooked U.S. attorneys, and that's exactly why he didn't go to jail in the first place.
Well, you know what's interesting, Nick, is that he said he was a victim of political prosecution. This investigation with the undercover FBI agents began when Obama was president, and the indictments were formally returned yesterday when there's a new Democrat president. So how is it political, Nick?
Exactly, Holly. To me, it's a criminal. You got to read some of his latest escapades, too, by the way. Some kind of sex scandal.
Yeah, no, with the gay male prostitute that was there in the room, the hotel room, when he passed out, or the gay male prostitute passed out, or something, an escort, excuse me. So I'm looking at it at Politico today. They have the Florida, I get the Florida handbook or whatever it is, and they just say he was found in a Miami Beach hotel room with a man. I don't think that's the full picture, you know, Nick. Who do they think they're fooling? If you're reading the political playbook for the state of Florida, you don't know this. But they just can't help themselves. They want to always give a break to the Democrat. And the crookeder the Democrat is, the more crooked he is, the more of a break they're going to give him. Thanks for the call, Nick. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie. I want to make the argument that we never needed our Second Amendment rights more than we do right now. I mean,
I think that's a good argument. Go ahead.
You look at most of these urban centers now, and between lazy cops and crook and progressive district attorneys, the people's only opportunity for personal security is to be able to carry a firearm.
I don't think the cops are necessarily lazy, Patrick. They're kind of cowed. I mean, if you were a cop, would you pull a gun except under the most extreme duress imaginable?
No, but I think a lot of the cops will because they're unionized employees with badges. They will always float to the minimum. I mean, but you look at but some cops are good. You're right. I mean, effectively in Los Angeles County, which I would argue, because you know the government isn't working anymore to protect your constitutional rights of Americans, is in a state of insurrection. The sheriff of that county said not to wear anything expensive anymore,
right?
Because the police basically can't.
And you know, so they come after, his name is Villanueva, and they come after him, and now they describe him as scandal scarred. It's just like Henry Cuellar down in Texas. He says, why don't they close the border? He says, why do we need all these pro-abortion laws? And so they send the FBI after him. Anybody who gets out of line, whether you're Democrat or Republican, they send the cops after you. But I've got this story about this latest killing in L.A. A convicted California murderer was sprung from prison just 8 years into a life sentence thanks to a policy from embattled. Means he's on his way out. L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon, who was born in Havana, by the way, and is now facing charges in a homeless man's killing. Victor Bibiano, 30, was arrested last month for the killing of Mario Rodriguez, 42, who was discovered fatally shot at a homeless encampment in an L.A. neighborhood. Bibiano had been serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole for a special circumstance double murder. A double murder. attempted murder and shooting a firearm at an inhabited dwelling, as well as gun and gang enhancements. He had been 17 years old in 2012 when he and two other gangbangers were convicted in adult court for the 2009 killings of two rival gang members and the attempted murder of a third. But because he was a juvenile, they cut him loose. 8 years for two murders, and guess what? He kills somebody else. What a shock, huh? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, the people like that Washington Post reporter on MSNBC, they're always talking about how we need a national dialogue. I think we need a national dialogue on inflation. I think we need a national dialogue on gas prices and the shortage of baby formula and how big meat is oppressing us thanks to Joe Biden and how Donald Trump had big meat and big oil and big pharma under control. But now somehow they're profiteering and they're gouging windfall profits.
You got the big four controlling it all.
The big four.
It's funny how he doesn't, Biden hasn't done a town hall in quite some time.
Yeah. Don't you think we need a national dialogue?
That should help it get started, yeah.
Yeah, and that would start on maybe MSNBC and CNN could both broadcast it simultaneously. Here's one for blaming everything but me for gas prices. I guess this is a supercut with Dementia Joe, correct? Cut 23.
Are you guys just going to start blaming Putin for everything?
Putin's price hikes at the pump.
Putin's price hike here at home.
Putin. You should be blaming Putin, if anybody, for this. And to not blame Putin, first of all, is denying reality. And second, frankly, I think is un-American.
Democrats didn't cause this problem. Vladimir Putin did.
We've seen the price of gas go up at least 75 cents since President Putin lined up troops on the border of Ukraine.
Now people are feeling it. They're feeling it. Do you ever think you'd be paying this much for a gallon of gas?
But yesterday, sadly for Dementia Joe, his chairman of the Federal Reserve, I'm beginning to think more and more that he's the scapegoat, the patsy, the fall guy for this whole thing. And they're going to say at the end, he moved not quickly enough. He was Trump's guy. And then they'll forget who reappointed him. Well, I'm sure Dementia Joe has already forgotten who reappointed him. But this is what he said. This is what Powell said. Cut one.
Given how inflation has escalated over the past 18 months, would you say that the war in Ukraine is the primary driver of inflation in America?
No, inflation was high before, certainly before the war in Ukraine broke out.
Cut. That's a take. We don't need any more than that. Inflation was high before the war. So they keep trying to back it out, back away from that. They want to say, no, there was a problem. Gene Sperling. This is Gene Sperling, the White House economic advisor. Cut three.
President, what is clear, though, is the gas price element is due solely to what we've seen from the aggression. That it was that $3.31 in January 17th was actually below the real average over the previous decade. Now it's been closer to $5, and you've seen $2 hikes right in places like Canada and Germany. So there's no contradiction between the fact that, yes, we were struggling with pandemic-related supply chain and price pressures before this, but that the reason we've seen the gas price rise, both here and really around the world, is due to Putin. And the fact that I think inflation overall has tended to go up, that it averages 9.2% in right. the 38 major countries, has certainly, there's been a major contribution from the gas run-up due to Putin. But no, we've okay. never suggested that is the only cause. It is one of the primary causes, okay. though.
Just keep tap dancing like anyone's going to ever believe you guys. 844-500-4242. So the 331 before the war was the average, higher than the average of the last 10 years. How about the average of the last 4 years or 3 years? What was the average? You know, Obama was president for 8 of those years, and it was a big mess because Obama, because Biden, because Pelosi. So it finally got back under control, and then Biden was selected as president, and he was installed on January 20th. And guess what's happened? 844-500-4242-781. Under Trump, everything was Trump's fault. Under Biden, nothing is Biden's fault. Yeah, that's the way it works. It was the same thing under Bush. Everything was Bush's fault. Under Obama, nothing was Obama's fault. That's the way it works. It's a party thing. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Geez, so entertaining, but I don't think there's enough aspirin to take care of the headaches they're giving us. Gillum's excuse is, I think it's a storyline from The Birdcage, the movie with Robin Williams in Miami. He was at a wedding with a gay man. Anyway, I got a question for you regarding the Second Amendment. Kudos to the Supreme Court.
Yes.
But do you think that the Second Amendment's standing up for it is going to effectively kill this gun control bill that they kind of bastardized through real quickly, because it just deliberately says, in my opinion, deliberately says everything you've got in this bill is unconstitutional, and here it is.
I don't know. I mean, they want it in the Senate, but I, you know, Kevin McCarthy, who's, you know, not exactly a, you know, a stalwart Republican, but he says he's going to oppose the gun control bill. And I don't know how many people he can take along with him, but there's going to be some Democrats who are going to defect. I'm thinking of Jared Golden, for starters, in the 2nd Congressional District in Maine, because he's hearing the footsteps. And they only need to flip about, you know, I don't know, 8 to 10 Democrats, right? And then maybe they can stop it. I don't know. It's just a bad, you know, I mean, maybe the bill is not going to be that bad immediately, but it just gives them an opportunity to say, well, we have passed something, and then we can build on this reform. And, you know, by building on the reform, they mean building on taking away your rights to own firearms under the Second Amendment. They're also talking about really increasing the taxes on ammunition. I mean, all this stuff has got to be killed until we can get control of the legislative process again, the control of at least the House and probably the Senate, and then you can stop all this stuff, or a lot of it anyway. I mean, he'll still be issuing executive orders, and they'll be bringing it up before Obama judges to say it's okay to override the Constitution if the DNC needs this legislation to go through, or this executive order. But I don't know. I think a lot of it can be stopped once the Republicans regain control of the Congress. 844-500-4242. Jane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jane.
Howie, if you notice, every time somebody from the administration talks, they say, we're doing all we can do, or the president has done all he could do. And he said that even before Putin invaded anybody, they just stood around and basically, like, predicted it and watched it and did nothing.
Right.
And when are people going to start getting, like, hey, you know, we elected you to do something, not just stand there?
Yeah. I know. Well, I think they're already saying that, aren't they? They said that in the that special election in the Texas Congressional District last week. They've said it in various elections. The Republican turnout is higher than the Democrat turnout in most of these states. I think people are pretty angry about this. And they're not going to be able to change the subject with these lame January 6th hearings like they just had. Thanks for the call. Here's another one. This is another way to handle this. You know, when you get a call to jury duty, one of the ways to get out of it, you know this, Taylor, right?
Name drop you?
Well, you can do that. You can bring a copy of one of my books and just read it and put it in front of your face. Or so, in some of the jury pool questionnaires, they actually say, do you listen to the Howie Carr Show? And if you say yes, you're out. I know that's in at least one case, a murder case in New Hampshire, they did that, probably other cases. But there's another way to do it. When they ask you questions, you say, what? What did you say?
How's that, Sonny?
Do what? You do it about three times. Out. Out. Get out of here. So listen to Jennifer Granholm, the energy secretary here. Cut 11.
Secretary Granholm, you and the president have framed this war in Ukraine as the primary driver of the spikes in energy costs. That's the largest contributor to overall inflation. But the Fed chairman was on the Hill today, testified, he was asked a question, is the war the primary driver of inflation? And his answer was no. How do you square that? Is he wrong?
I didn't hear what he said on that.
That's what KJP says too, right? You ask her about something that she's supposed to walk back from Brandon, and she says, I didn't hear that. What? What? It's just, how about, here's one from KJP. She was on The View. Cut 15.
Is there a working theory that the administration currently has as to why the oil companies have not already increased their refining capacity?
You know, there's no working theory on our part.
I'm sorry, that was in the press briefing. Cut 16.
The thing about this is he took actions, as I mentioned, and with the gas tax, holiday gas tax, the way that he sees it is it's a direct, straightforward way to deal with something that the American public is really not feeling in relief right now at the pump.
But KJP, he told us that it was an existential threat to the planet to continue using fossil fuels and that he would end fossil fuels. So now he's proposing a suspension of the federal gas tax and the diesel tax, which is going to increase consumption, which is going to hasten the end of the world. What's that all about?
So on Twitter right now, something that's trending is a picture of Joe Biden holding, you know, he holds up some of his cards sometimes and makes gestures. And every now and then a very sly photographer will zoom in on the card and snap a picture of the instructions that are on there. Some of the instructions that are on Joe Biden's card, I think this is from a couple of days ago when he was meeting with union leaders. You take your seat. You and your completely capitalized. You give brief comments. You ask Liz Shuler, President AFL-CIO, a question. Liz is joining virtually. You thank participants. You depart. They have to give him written out instructions on what he's supposed to do, even physically.
Honestly, I'm surprised that they don't write the question out for him. When I worked for Channel 7, they used to tell me, well, the anchor has to have interaction with the reporter on the live shot, so you write a question for him. And one time I said, why do I have to write the question for the guy? And the producer said to me, do you want him ad-libbing a question? And I said, okay, I'll write the question.
One of the comments on this picture is, you eat your tapioca.
You change the channel from TV land to MeTV. We often hear that real estate can literally sell itself right now. This thought has been very true for many properties in this frenzied economy. However, as inflation skyrockets and interest rates rise, the demand for properties may quickly lessen. Before that happens, what can you do as a property owner to be sure you maintain strong competition and interest for your real estate? You can have an auction.
You auction your property.
For over 45 years and in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment, strong bidding, no contingencies, and cash buyers who aren't waiting for lower interest rates. Auctions don't mean distress. Auctions mean competition, and that's good for you. J.J. Manning auctioneers can show you what strong marketing in a competitive forum will do for your real estate. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Rising inflation and interest rates are coming. Don't wait. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com. The Howie Carr Show.
As part of our national dialogue on inflation here at the Howie Carr Show Radio Network, we give away $50 a day on this show and on Grace Curley's show to people who sign up for our email list. So all you got to do to get entered to win $50 a day from every weekday from both my show and Grace's show is to go to HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com, and enter your email address on our website, and you're entered to win the contest. And you could win $50 a day from Grace or from me every weekday. Now is time to announce my winner of $50 for gas money. Congratulations, Glenn! Glenn, you have won $50 for gas from Howie and Grace. Look for an email from store@HowieCarshow in your email if your name is Glenn. If you have one, you will have instructions on how to collect your $50, and that's part of our national dialogue that we're going to try to start with the Washington. We're going to tell people to stop complaining about inflation. Start complaining about other things. That's what the Washington Post wants. Racism, I think you could start complaining with, or domestic terrorism, white supremacy, or heterosexuals. Any of those things, it's better to complain about than inflation, as far as the Washington Post and MSNBC are concerned. If you want to win $50 for gas from Howie and Grace, go to HowieCarshow.com and sign up for a chance to win $50 in gas money. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you going, Harry? Listen, the mayor of Newark wanted to take the Washington Park statue in Newark to replace for the Lady Tubman?
Tubman? Harriet Tubman?
Yes.
Does he know that she was a Republican and she owned guns?
Yeah.
Don't tell him that, Mr. Garcia.
Yeah, because I talked to the mayor of Newark. He said George Washington had 200 slaves, black slaves. What the hell going on? he wanted to remove all the white people. And white, he destroyed Lincoln Park statue. He take all the Lincoln Park statue. I don't know what the hell.
What's he got against Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator? You know, that's his nickname. You know who he didn't emancipate the white people. He emancipated the slaves, black people.
Oh wow! And I want to ask you a question. The 18 cents tax gas.
It's yes.
Slapping your face, everybody. What are you going to say about a buck? You feel panic?
Mr. Garcia, if you feel like it's a slap in your face, don't worry about it because you're not going to get that slap in your face. Apparently, they're not even going to vote on it in the Congress. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Rambo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rambo.
Hey, I got a quick one here, Howie. I was doing my little shopping thing, and Putin stopped by Aldi, apparently, because it's marked on the shelf for a half gallon of regular, whole milk. Was $1.02 on the shelf. I get to the register, and it came up as $2. And I said, it says $1.02. Why is it $2? And, oh, that's a price. I got to fix that. But he gave me the $2 back.
He should have. You could have complained if he didn't. Thanks for the call, Rambo. I'm Howie Carr.